Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Hello, Jonathan.
Or as I should say, Dr. Mary Zajac, because we're talking about learning, and nothing's more learned than doctors.
Oh, my goodness.
It's true. So, we're talking about how to learn about wine, and this is something people really want to know. They like wine, and they feel like they don't know anything about wine and want to learn something about it.
As you suggested in one of our recent shows, if you want to learn something about it, you really need to devote yourself to it and pay attention. It doesn't have to be a staid, stolid process, but it does mean paying attention to what you're doing and maybe coming at it with some strategy like you would language learning or music appreciation or art appreciation or baseball stats or whatever it is that turns you on.
It's very sad, but you're going to have to do some drinking in this. and maybe not always drinking for pleasure, but sometimes drinking for exploring, which is pleasurable in a different way. And we've talked about the differences between tasting and drinking before. You've got to do a lot of tasting. And then there's the reading. If you want, or videos if you want, or online, or apps, or whatever. But first and foremost is you have to taste a lot of wine.
And when we say taste, I know people have asked us, oh, well, how do you get all those flavors? How do you find this and this and this and it? You can try to be aware of that when you taste, but really go on the broadest way possible. Maybe buy three whites, buy a Pinot Grigio, a Chardonnay, and a Sauvignon Blanc. Taste each of them and see if they taste different to you. And if they do, why? Mm-hmm. What is it? Try to sort of match that feeling in your mouth. It could be texture. It could be flavor to some sort of experience that you can reference and call on. Three whites, three reds of different varietals. You can do three wines of the same varietal. Three Chardonnays, one from California, one from France, one from South America. Three reds from the same area and see if you can find differences. There are lots of ways to go about this.
You don't have to do this by yourself. And in fact, it's much more fun to do it with people. You can organize a home wine tasting. You can go and taste at various liquor stores. They are delighted to entertain you and have you taste with them. You can buy tastings if you're in California, if you go on wine tours and things like that, and they are as different as you can imagine. So there are plenty of ways to do this. But if you want to learn about music, you listen to a lot of music. If you want to learn about wine, you taste a lot of wine.
And pay attention. And I would even suggest make notes. I mean, heck, you've got your phone with you everywhere. Make a few notes on the phone. Come back, buy that wine again. Buy it next year.
Right.
See if it's changed. Try it with different foods.
Or maybe you've changed.
Well, that happens
too. And maybe your taste has changed.
I'm not drinking White Zinfandel anymore.
There you go. So just some thoughts about how to learn about wine. And there are endless resources. Everything from very structured courses to things on the internet to, frankly, your own experience. And that's really what it's about.
Yeah. It's not about naming six things that the wine tastes like.
Right.
It's really about satisfying whatever amount of knowledge you want to have and really paying attention to what you're drinking and enjoying it. Kind of figuring out what it is you like.
Finding your wine is what it boils down to. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.
Cheers.